Welcome back to our Success in a Year program. And here we are in month number 6. And the topic for this month is the idea of acting as if. And if you haven't heard this before, well, then just let me explain exactly what we're getting into here. And if you have heard of it before, then let this be a reminder to a very powerful lesson that you can and should be implementing on an ongoing basis. So think about this. A lot of people often worry about certain traits that they lack, and you may even obsess over them if you're the kind of person. So for example, maybe you don't think of yourself as confident, and then you look outside of yourself at your immediate circle of friends or maybe some coworkers or colleagues, and you see somebody who on the outside generally appears to be pretty confident, and you look at them and you think, man, I really wish I could be confident like that. If only I was more confident, maybe I could have the success that they have. And if you've done that, then you need to stop and think about this for a second. Sometimes the best way to strengthen these kind of traits in ourselves is to simply act as if we already have them. Now, what does that mean? If you look at that confident person and you see, well, they naturally have the confidence, and you look inside of yourself and say, I don't have the confidence, how could I possibly act as though I have it? Well, the truth is, you simply can. If you feel like it, try this. Try the next time you're feeling low confidence. Maybe you're in a social situation that requires everybody to give input. I'm sure you've been in a situation in a boardroom style setting or a classroom style setting where all the students get a chance to give some input and everybody appears to be giving answers in a confident fashion, but you don't really feel all that great about it. Maybe you even shy away from giving an answer. Well, what if in this case, instead you stood up and just pretended like you were confident and spoke as though you had a lot of confidence? Literally just pretending and faking, almost like you're an actor on a stage. You're going to suspend disbelief, and for the next minute or 2 minutes, I'm going to act as though I have an abundance of confidence and see what kind of answer comes out. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't necessarily make you confident in that moment. It doesn't necessarily cure all of your confidence issues, but it does portray a new era or a new image of confidence that you didn't have before. And a lot of people have reported when trying this that once they started acting that way, that they were able to continue it. So maybe you try it once in this classroom environment. You stand up, you act like you're confident, even though you don't feel like it, and you realize that nobody really caught on. Well, hey, next time they poll the room for a question or an answer, I'm going to try the same thing and see if it happens again. And sure enough, it probably will happen again. And you'll start to realize that, wait a minute, is it really true that all I need to do is start acting like I have a certain level of confidence, portraying as though I have this level of confidence, and I'll actually develop that confidence? It seems simplistic at a root level, but ultimately, this can work for you if you give it a shot. And this can work beyond just confidence. That's just an example I'm giving right now, but this can really work in any area of your life. So what we want to do this month is give you a list of action steps that you can start taking week after week that will help you implement this idea of acting as if, pretending, or being an actor in your role in life. But it's more than just pretending. As you saw in our previous example, this is something that can literally reformat the way your brain and your subconscious mind operates. And it all starts with this first exercise, which is listing 5 negative personality traits, or you might want to call them weaknesses, that you think that you have. So whatever the example may be, earlier we were talking about confidence issues. Maybe you look at other people and think, wow, they're so great at communicating themselves, and when I talk to somebody, I just can't get my ideas out there. If you think that you have certain areas where you're weak, or your personality trait is just not where you want it to be, write it down as one of your top 5. Then look outside of yourself. Start thinking of other people that you know who don't share these weaknesses and list those people based on the weakness. So one person per weakness. So if you know somebody that's confident, list them. If you know somebody that's really good at business or really good with managing their finances and you don't think you're competent in that area, list them and we can start examining that. Then in the third week, you want to do a breakdown here and break down why you thought those people don't share the same weaknesses as you. What is it specifically about the way they act that make them proficient versus you when it comes to you being not so good at this thing? So again, let's go back to finances. If they're so good at managing their finances and they have an abundance of money and they always seem to have an excess of money, how are they acting differently? Can you kind of decompose from an outsider's perspective what it is they do? Do they carry themselves in a certain way? Maybe you've had conversations with them and you realize that they're very shrewd investors and they're always studying the markets. I don't know what it is, but look at those people and start making that contrast between yourself and them. And then using the above information, start identifying different ways that you can start acting as if. So if you don't think about your finances, or if you're currently not really somebody who worries about investments, and this person that you're analyzing is doing a lot of these different things, how can you start just acting a little bit more like them in that department? Maybe it takes, you know, it starts off by you picking up a financial newspaper or magazine or website for, you know, 20 minutes a day to get yourself tuned into those ideas and beginning to tune your mind into how it is to be a financial success, whatever it is. So using all this information, start thinking immediately, how can I act as if? How can I change things that I perceive as weaknesses, as negative personality traits, and start immediately transforming those into positives or to things that I do proactively to become proficient at these things simply by acting as if, even if I don't have that characteristic now, even if I don't have that personality trait right now, if I were to just act as if I did, how could my life change? That's your goal for this month. Good luck with it.